Youth Express is underway, and this hour we're pleased to welcome a big little pair from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and they are Chelly and Alexa Cantanzerite. We'll start with you, Chelly. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you and where are you from? And we could do some shout outs if you have any to give.
I'm 13 and I'm from Pittsburgh.
Excellent. What school do you go to?
PCA.
And it's nice. Any shout outs at all to anybody in your family or anybody who might be listening?
No.
You sure? Okay. Who is in your family besides you?
My little sisters and my little brother.
Well, great. And sitting next to you is Alexa Cantanzerite. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It looks like you have a Penn State shirt on.
It's Pittsburgh Sports
League. Yeah, it's not Penn State.
Threw it on.
Casual. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I actually live here on the north side, not too far from the hospital. I'm also from Pittsburgh originally, a little bit north of the city. And Shelly and I have been matched now for about 3 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you were 10 when you two met.
Yes.
That's a long time, and a lot happens between 10 and 13, too. What's your relationship? Well, let's talk about the beginning first. What was it like when you two first met each other?
Do you want to speak to that, or I can start? Our first outing was actually laser tag, so that was something I'd never done before. So, I don't know, it was a nice opportunity to get to do something kind of, I don't know, different together to start off. And, I mean, Shelly's family's really great. It's been nice, you know, getting to know them over the years as well. And, 3 years, it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Were you nervous at all, Shelly, about meeting somebody new?
Yes.
I would be, too. I'm asking this because of other kids and adults who might be thinking about it. Did you kind of, were you excited, then not excited, then excited, then not excited? Did you go back and forth at all?
Yes.
That's exactly how I would be. What about for you?
Yeah, felt a little nervous as well, you know, not really knowing exactly what to expect. I met Shelly and her mom at the office, you know, before we went on our outing and everything, obviously. I think that Big Brother Big Sister does a really nice job as an organization, kind of like screening, you know, matches to pair people up, you know, that are compatible, kind of have similar interests and personalities. It's been a positive experience, I'd say, for both of us. I think I can speak to that, yeah.
How often did the two of you see each other?
It kind of depends on what exactly is going on any given month. I'd say, you know, at the minimum once a month, sometimes more, again, depending on what's going on, if there are certain events and things that we're interested in specifically.
And, Shelly, what are some of the things you really like to do together?
We go to the YMCA. I like that. Our first outing, laser tag, and we went to Kennywood.
That's pretty good. Now, when you go to Kennywood, you sort of have to hope that the person you go with has the same kind of ride preferences that you do. Do you two like the same rides?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much up for anything. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Do you have a favorite ride there now or one you like?
The Skyrocket.
I've never been on the Skyrocket. Does it make you go upside down?
Yes.
That's why I've never been on the Skyrocket. I was out near Kennywood the other day looking at some of the rides. I didn't go, but I was looking from the outside, and I saw a lot of rides that I think I would be a little afraid of. What do you like doing in school or just for fun? Do you have any hobbies or special interests?
Swimming, and I like science.
Oh, what are you doing in science now?
We're studying volcanoes.
That's very timely, isn't it, with the volcano in Hawaii. Have you talked about that at all?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet. And I imagine, do you get to swim at the Y in Homewood Brushton, or where do you swim?
At school.
Oh, that's nice. There's a pool there. I'm assuming that's the Y you meant when you're talking about the Y hanging out there, the Homewood Brush in Y. Is that the right one?
We go to the one on Center Avenue in the Hill District.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Thelma Lovett YMCA.
Yeah.
That's a great Y, too. We spent some time at the Lighthouse music program is at the Homewood Brush in Y, which is what made me think of it.
Okay. Yeah. Shelley's family is involved in at both locations, actually. They were part of... I know your mom's name is on the wall at the one in the Hill District, which is pretty cool. So
that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Has she been involved in supporting it, I guess, or in keeping it operating?
Yes.
That must make you pretty proud. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
No.
Not yet. What do you do for a living, Alexa?
I work as a therapist, I guess is the easiest way to put it. I work with kids on the autism spectrum predominantly. So I do in-home therapy, working on things like social skills, communication. I also work, it's really wherever the child needs the support. I also go to like a daycare, for instance, and supporting the staff there and so it's a rewarding profession for sure.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, I'm curious. A lot of times I think having a sister like Alexa sort of fills a gap in your life that wouldn't be there, or maybe a better way to put it is just add something special. Can you kind of explain that at all, sort of either what it's like with her or what it would be like without her?
Well, it's like with her. It's like she's a real big sister to me, like my big sister. She helps me. She cares for me. And she's very helpful to me.
That's really beautiful. So she's made a big difference. I mean, you think back to when you were 9 and she wasn't in your life. It sounds like it's hard to imagine a life without her.
Yeah.
And how about for you, Alexa?
I mean, spending time with Shelley is always enjoyable. I really appreciate the fact that she's pretty much up for anything, you know? I mean, we sure to make, you know, decisions together, but if there's something I see and, you know, throw it out to her, she's usually like, okay, let's do it. There was our last outing, actually, I don't know, kind of speaking along the lines to what you were saying about, you know, her interest in science, maybe what she wants to do when she gets older. We went to an event at the Sarah Hines house, and it was really neat. I think it was the STEM. Sorry. But it was hosted by a group of women, and most of them were engineers who worked on bridges and things. And so I thought that was just not science, I guess, you know, in the traditional sense, but like, you know.
Engineering, it sounds like.
Yeah. So, you know, I tried to kind of like appeal to her interests in that way. And we really enjoyed it. So, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. Like I said, she's easygoing, you know, communicates well, open and understanding.
Shelley, have you done any robotics or any work with coding at all?
No.
Because they have so many robotics programs at Sarah Hines' house. That's what made me think about it. I'm glad you like science. Do you read much?
No.
No, so it's...
Only at school.
Yeah, more science. How about music?
I listen to it, but I don't play it. Well, what? I play the percussion.
What do you play?
The drums.
All right. Are you taking lessons?
Yes.
So, are you learning rudiments? You know, the, like, drum rolls and paradiddles and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I thought so. I'll bet you and I are the only two people in the room that know what a paradiddle is. Alexa's shaking her head and... we're getting a shaking head from Kristen. Do you want to explain from Christine? Do you want to explain what a paradiddle is? You can use the table if you want.
I think it's something like this. You go tap 2 times. You go like this. I don't know.
Yeah, it's right, left, right, right, left, right, you're right, left, two taps. Mm-hmm. And that's how you, it's what lets you play a little faster. We can talk about flams, right? Or is that the dessert? No, that's a flan.
Flan.
But there's all these rudiments that you have to learn. What made you choose drums?
Because my friend at school plays it, and she says it's really fun, but it sometimes can be stressful. So I used to play the trumpet last year. And then I wanted to move to a different instrument, so I moved to drums.
And drums can be stressful, do you think?
Yes.
I think so, too. You know what used to happen to me is in my head, I would know exactly what I'd want to play, but my hands couldn't do it. Has that happened to you at all?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very common. What's so nice to have you here? I have some presents for you. I've got a radio patch for each of you.
Awesome, thank you.
Which is a nice way to be a memento of your visit.
All right.
And I also have a pass to the Children's Museum.
Awesome.
And Shelly, for somebody your age, I almost knocked a cup of coffee over here. I did that last week, so I'm not going to do it again. For somebody your age, the Make Shop is a great place. It's meant for older kids, and it gives you a chance to really take a look at how things are made, and especially for somebody with as much interest in science as you have. There's some pretty cool stuff there. So I hope you enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I do want to turn to Christine Pace and ask you what's new at Carnegie Science Center.
Hello.
Or Carnegie Science Center, big brothers, big sisters. I'm thinking science.
That's okay. Thanks for having us on again. And we always love to highlight our great matches.
Yeah.
And I think this is a wonderful example of, you know, the work we do and the relationships we make. So thank
3 years is a long time. I didn't ask you, Alexa, what made you want to do this?
That's a good question. You know, I was thinking about it on my drive over here, and you know, I just wanted to give back in some way, outside of like the work that I do day to day, and just have an opportunity to spend time, you know, with a child, in more of like a recreational sense, you know, just kind of laid back. And so I was looking into Big Brother, Big Sister, also the Boys and Girls Club, and Big Brother, Big Sister just kind of fit better with what I had kind of going on at the time. And it's been great. A few of friends of mine are also involved in the program, and you know, they've all had positive experiences, so I thought, why not?
Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Now, anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, when they were talking, it made me think about, we have a wonderful, they mentioned the Y's, and we have a wonderful partnership with the YMCA. They offer all of our matches a free membership, which is awesome because it gives our matches a place where they can go, especially in the wintertime. They can go swimming, they can just go and play basketball, be active, and they can take classes, and it's a wonderful partnership, and our matches really appreciate being able to have a Y that they can go to and enjoy.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. After all of these years, if you're interested in getting involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, as a big, as a little, as a mentor, the website is bbbspgh.org. You can find more information there. Is there a strong need now for any particular type of person?
You know, we always have a need for men. We always need big brothers, and we always need little sisters. So we tend to have a lot of little boys in need of a big brother, and then we tend to have more big sisters willing to volunteer. So, but we love, and you know, that's not too, we still want big sisters, we still want little brothers. So please, you know, don't hesitate to give us a call.
All are welcome. Well, Shelly and Alexa, anything else either of you would like to say?
I guess just about the program. I really like the fact that, you know, it's something that Shelly and other kids in the program are willing to do. Like, it's not something that parents are imposing on them or telling them they have to. You know, the kids are equally as invested. So I really like that.
How about for you, Shelly? Anything else?
No.
It's been so nice to have all three of you here. You can get more information about Big Brothers Big Sisters at bbbspgh.org.